Economic Development 91, subsection 1A of the NPOP rule. And now I would like to invite members to nominate a member to fill in the position of the chairperson in this committee. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. My name is Honorable Lydia Mushodi. I nominate Honorable Khai as the chairperson of this Committee of Trade and Industry, Economic Development, Small Business Development, Tourism and Employment and Labour. I so move.
Thank you, Ms. Mushodi. Is there any seconder to this nomination?
My name is Muhammad Daniel. I second.
You. Mr. Khai, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, Chairperson, I accept the nomination.
Are there any further nominations or non-votes? Mr. Khai has been nominated by Mr. Shodi, seconded by Mr. Dango. Are there any further nominations? In the absence of any further nomination, I would like to thank members for participating in the process and congratulate Mr. Khai for his nomination to be the chairperson of the Committee on Trade and Industry, Economic Development, Business Development, Tourism,
Thank you very much, Denise. Let me take this opportunity to thank all members for the confidence that they shown me. We will hit the road running. We hope that perhaps when we meet as the committee management, we will develop a draft program which we will table to the all members of the committee for endorsement as we go forward. Because already we have been informed that there are also strict timelines, particularly when it comes to appropriation bill, meaning that we will have to invite departments to come and present their APPs. So that when we debate budget, we would have had an opportunity to engage with the department. So that is going to be soon. Perhaps there will have to be a decision as to which meetings take place on Tuesday, which one takes place on Wednesday, so that we are clarified. The Chief Whip will also be giving us after consulting with all other members of the WIPARI as to which budget votes will be debated, so that when we invite departments to come and present their APPs, we'll prioritize those departments that will be debating their budget votes. But also the program will not only focus on APPs, it will be also focusing on the legislation, the outstanding legislation, the legislation that went through the National Assembly before it was on our way to the NCOP. We had to adjourn for a recess. So we'll be activating such legislation together with the APPs that departments will be tabled in our meetings. We hope that we'll start the joint management committee, but also separately, each committee will have its own program with regard to oversight visits or any international trips that we'll be embarking upon. That is a situation that will be taking going forward. As I was indicating, that by next week we should be having a committee program that will take us to the end of the constituency period. I think it's the constituency period is in August, according to the program that was given to us as all members of the NCOP. Yeah, so we'll have that kind of a program, which will be then tabled next week, and the members can comment, and also we then endorse it as a committee program, and then send it to the office of the House Chairperson on committees, and then it will go to the program committee meeting. So that is going to be the process going forward. Honorable Lansman.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Congratulations on your election as the chair. In your planning, please consider the following, that because most of the members are the same members, when you plan with the chairperson of the previous committee, try to do it on the same date so that some of us, it will help us when we move from one meeting to another meeting, only when there is a conflict of us not being able to meet the same day. But most of the time, because we are the same people sitting in the same committee, it's advisable that you do it as hours different. Thank you.
I think the first meeting, just to table the program, we could do that as both committees. But then going forward with regard to then meeting with the departments, it will have to be separate meetings, one on Tuesday and then the other one on Wednesday. So that is going to be the process going forward. Any other inputs?
Sorry. Okay, hi everybody. My name is Tim Brautaset. I'm from the KZN province. I was previously on SCOPA, but I'm very happy to be here in the NCOP. I've got a very difficult surname. It's Norwegian in origin, so you can quite welcome to call me Bratim or Tim. Okay, don't worry about my long surname. But just while I've got the opportunity to say congratulations, and as my colleague Honourable Lon said earlier, the DA component in both these committees is very keen to work together. I think that the NCOP is going to be specifically relevant in the sixth parliament, simply because we are closer together in terms of numbers, and I certainly hope that we banish the days of trying to bully each other into positions, but where we take hands and we find consensus for the benefit of our provinces and benefit of our country. And I think that democracy is a way of hopefully making us more humble and that we can sit and work together to achieve the best. But congratulations, Jane. We look forward to it together. Thank you.
Good morning, colleagues. My name's Sonia Bossoff, and I'm from Mpumalanga, where the sun never goes down. Sorry, Tim. You annexed that name for KZN, but that's not the truth. I will not expatiate any further. My colleague Tim has said everything, but also just congratulations and well done. And coming from the NA and working with Tim, I just want to say his name is actually Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Rufile Kekana. I'm a member of the provincial legislature from Gauteng, and I'm a whip for the NCOP. Thank you very much. And I'm looking forward to working with all of you, and pleased to meet you.
Morning, colleagues. Eric Lansman, Northwest.
morning, everyone. Name is Jakulont, and I'm here from the Western Cape.
Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Brenda Matibula. I'm from Limpopo Province. I'd like to suggest that these two gentlemen next time they must be separated so that
yes.
we can
have
a peaceful committee. Otherwise, there will be a lot of problems.
We'll call bouncers.
As I know, the bouncers work in the White Church.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson. My name is Honorable Lydia Mushudi from the Free State Province. As Chairperson, I think working together we can do more. Mashallah, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. As I said, my name is Kenny Muyumang from Northern Cape, a town called Kuruman. That's where I come from. And again, allow me to express my congratulatory remarks to you, Chair, on your election. Indeed, we are looking forward to have a very fruitful engagement in terms of turning the situation around the triple challenges, what we correctly characterize as the fault lines of inequality, poverty, and unemployment. Thank you.
Congratulations to you, Chairperson. My name is Muhammad Dangu. I am the Gauteng Whip at the NCOC. Thank you very much and congratulations. Now we can work together, all of us, in the spirit of banishing poverty from our land.
Thank you very much. I think the staff has already been introduced. But there are some that have not been introduced. Okay. Let's do this. I'll perhaps suggest that Honorable Kenny and the provincial whips of committee, if we can just call the management committee is constituted by the chairperson and the committee whips and the staff. If we can just say remain so that you, as I was saying, that you will be hitting the ground running, we can start perhaps discussing the way forward. That will be then be tabling in the next meeting. So the meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Yeah.